This morning, as we open God's Word and we talk about a big subject called prayer, I want us to set the context for our passages this morning, because I don't want to talk necessarily this morning about those moments where we just regularly pray. But I think about those moments where we need to pray, and yet the last thing we want is to hear what God actually has to say. In fact, we're doing everything possible to run away from God, and yet what we really need to do is to hear from God. And then when we do, it's not the answer we want. With that in mind, let's read two passages this morning. The first comes from James chapter 5, verse 13, where James writes, "Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise." And then from Jonah chapter 2. "From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, 'In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled around me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look toward your temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land." I suspect you've had a problem that I know I've had. It seems to almost be a daily occurrence. You're in a rush, you don't have time, but you decide you're going to grab a quick meal at a drive-thru. You place your order, you pay for the order, you get your order, you drive away, you're on the way to a meeting, you're 3 or 4 blocks away, and it's not what you ordered. It's not even close. And then to top it off, they didn't even throw in napkins or ketchup. Have you ever had that? I suspect we have. Maybe our prayer life is like that. We ask God for something, and he doesn't give us the answer we wanted. It seems as though God got the order wrong. It's not the answer you could have even ever imagined. Jonah finds himself being called by God to go to Nineveh, to tell the people of Nineveh to repent, that salvation comes from God. He knows that God is good and gracious, that God is loving and merciful. He knows that if he goes to Nineveh, they're going to repent and God is going to deliver them. And Jonah wants nothing to do with it. So Jonah takes off and he goes the other way. He doesn't want them to hear the gospel. Nineveh. Nineveh is the place that pulls you out of a comfort zone. Nineveh is the place you don't want to go. Nineveh could be the people that hurt you. Nineveh could be the situation that you find yourself in this morning. Nineveh is the danger, the discomfort of God loving something and you hating something. But notice what's happening. Jonah is on the run from God. And yet God is already at work in the midst of the story. He could never have imagined that being thrown into the sea was an answer to prayer. Who could have imagined being swallowed by a large fish was actually the best thing that could have ever have happened to Jonah. Have you ever looked at your situation that way? Maybe the deep that God has allowed you to go into this morning, the circumstances that you're addressing this morning, may actually be the best thing for you. It may be the way that God is most able to do his work. Jonah's not alone in not getting the answer he wanted. I mean, do you remember in Luke chapter 22, Jesus is about to go to the cross, and what does he say? He says, "Father, if there's any way, take this cup from me." It seems at times, isn't it, that when we pray, it's just like the drive-thru, that we appear to get the wrong answer from God. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. That's great advice, isn't it? But isn't it hard to follow? Sometimes you get into trouble and the last thing you want to do is pray. Sometimes God is calling you to reconcile in a relationship and it's the last thing you want to do. Sometimes God is calling you, like Jonah, to turn your life around. And it's not the answer we want. And it seems to me that I get Jonah's story. Because to hear the call of God and not wanting to do it and then running seems to be expected. I think it's true in our lives too. That there are moments when we just don't want to pray. Because we don't want to hear what God has to say. And that too is to be expected. But Jonah is on the run. And he finds a ship that he's now aboard. And this great storm begins to arise. And the sailors begin to throw things overboard. And Jonah's asleep in the basement. That they are calling out to their God. And they're not getting any answer. So they know that Jonah must have done something to his God. Because they say to him, "Call on your God." And he says, "Throw me into the water and the storm will subside." And instantly it does. And then you know what happens next. A large fish swallows Jonah. It is dark. It is damp. Probably very acidic, probably does not smell very good from everything that this large fish ate. But do you notice that it's there? It's there in the depth of the large fish that Jonah begins to pray. It's not until he's in the utter despair of his life that he's able to say, "Okay, God, I'm ready to listen." We're sometimes like that, aren't we? We make excuses as to why we can't pray. Maybe we wonder if God's going to even answer. Maybe we're angry with God. But it's there in the belly of the fish. It's there in the circumstances that are before us that we learn to pray. Here's what's fascinating. I don't know if you've noticed this about the text. Jonah comes out and he says, "In my distress, I called to God." Jonah, up until this point, hasn't prayed, and even now, he doesn't even have the words to say. He's not even able to express what he's really feeling. If you notice the text, Jonah borrows the prayer. He steals it. It's from the psalmist. He had heard the Psalms over and over again, and because he couldn't have the words to say, to express what he was really feeling, he recited something that he had heard as a child. Jesus himself, he borrowed the words of a psalmist, didn't he? He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Maybe this morning, what we need to hear, it's okay to pray the words of Scripture. Because sometimes it's just right, but sometimes the words that we want to pray just don't cut it. So maybe we go to a prayer that we had been taught. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. People of God, there are moments when we just don't know what to pray. And so the psalmist invites us to pray the scripture. So does Jonah. Because sometimes that best expresses what we're feeling. Now, did you notice something in the text? Storms are common. They are very evident on the sea. But they don't rise and they don't stop like that. Later on in the book of Jonah, plants just don't grow like that. And they don't die like that. Fish, large fish, they don't save people. They devour people. Keep that in mind. Here's the psalmist. Here's where he's at. I am in distress. I am the depth of Sheol. Sheol means the grave, the realm of the dead. I've been cast into the heart of the sea. The currents engulf me. The breakers and the billows come over me. I'm expelled from your sight. I'm encompassed to the point of death. Weeds come over me. I've descended to the roots of the mountains. The bars of the earth are around me. I am in the pit. I am fainting away. Jonah is doing something that I think is so important for us as a church. Is he is open and he's honest in his prayer with God. He is able to say, I'm wasting away. It is just as if I were dead. See, God already knows what you and I are thinking and feeling. When you and I do come to that place where you and I pray, he wants us to hear. He wants us to say what's really going on in our story. We like it when people are sincere with us, don't we? We like it when people tell us the truth. And that's what God wants us to do as you and I pray. And he will answer. For Jonah, he didn't like what God said he was to do, who he was to be, where he was to go. And he's honest about it. Storms just don't come and go like that. Plants just don't come and grow like that overnight. Worm does not kill a plant overnight. Great fish devour people. They don't spit them up on shore. So Jonah not only teaches us to pray, he's honest about it, but he tells us about how God was at work even when he couldn't pray. See the patience of God in allowing Jonah to run. He knew that Jonah needed to work some things out because he was working out the grace of God in his own story. There are moments in our lives where God allows us to run, to try to figure it out. There's the wisdom of God in providing a ship. There's the wisdom of God in providing people in the story of our lives. There's the providence of God in allowing the storm or situations to come into our lives. And there's the kindness of God in a fish that not only swallows but spits Jonah up on shore. So it begs the question, what is the storm, the ship, and the fish that God has allowed into our story to bring us into his presence? Jonah is reminded of the grace of God. Because here's what he says. He says, yet I will come to your temple. His mind was already back in Israel because he remembered in the temple, that is where the people prayed. That's where God answered prayer. That's where people met God. And then as you open the New Testament, it says that the word came and dwelled among us. That word dwell is actually a word connected to the tabernacle. So to the New Testament church, he says, he becomes the tabernacle. Jesus becomes the one to whom we can go to pray. And even after he died and he ascended into heaven, he poured out his Spirit and he reminded us that he is with us. And then Jonah ends the chapter. And he says, salvation belongs to the Lord. And we need to make a small curve before we wrap up. Because Jonah is the story of the grace of God. It's a story of salvation. And maybe this morning, the question God has placed before us this morning, maybe that's why we're here, is what are you going to do with the grace of God? God graciously offered it to Jonah. He offers it to us, and he asks if we'll respond in faith. Or maybe this morning we're here, and we're like Jonah. God has a word for us about a situation that we're in, somebody that maybe we need to reconcile with, a person that we need to forgive, a person that we need to communicate with. And God's saying, what are you going to do about it? Or maybe this morning, God has brought someone into your life and is going to say, how are you going to share the story of God? It brings us back to our theme, doesn't it? If anyone is in the need of prayer, he should pray. If anyone has reason to give thanks, he should sing. So this morning, God invites you and I to pray. To pray the words of Scripture when we don't have the words ourselves. To openly and honestly come before God. To trust that God is at work. And to come to his holy temple confident that God who called you into being, who redeemed you by his grace, we're going to celebrate that again in a moment, invite you to come and to pray and to be assured that he will answer. Amen. Before we celebrate the Lord's Supper, let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the fact that you love us. And this morning, Lord, as we come to the table, if there are situations in our lives that we need to reconcile with, we pray that doors would be opened, that our hearts would be moved and convicted. If there are people whose story God is inviting us to walk into amidst the sea or the storm of life, we pray that we would follow. If we've been trying to figure out who this Jesus person is this morning, Lord, may we ask more questions. Or maybe this morning, Lord, if we're done with those questions, that we would respond in faith this morning. And that, Lord, if some of us this morning are in trouble, that we would pray. Pray trusting that you would answer. And may we rest this morning in your grace and in your provision and to the fact that we belong to you. And that as we leave this place in a little while, we may be refreshed to live out our faith in dynamic and powerful ways, knowing that although we don't understand it, that you've got us covered. Thank you for the assurance of your leading and your guiding in our lives. Amen.